John speaking. Can I help you? Hello?
Hello, my name is Alex. We are calling from Opinion Research. We are a primary market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio, television station, or newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on a volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how will you vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? Definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. Someone likely to vote. Not very likely to vote. Or I'm not registered to vote.
Definitely vote.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered to vote?
Republican? Independent.
Thank you. Are you or any member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background by any chance?
Yes.
And what is your age?
I'm 72.
Thank you. If the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how would you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for Republican, probably vote for Republican, or lean slightly to Republican candidate.
I wouldn't make a choice to vote until I saw who was running and what they're running on, what their policies were.
Okay, for which one would you lean the most?
Well, being that I'm an independent, I wouldn't go Republican or Democrat, but if there was just Democrat and Republican, I would pick whichever one I thought represented the way my politics are. Not politics, but what they can do for me as an individual.
Okay. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you can let me know. The first one is Kamala Harris.
Favorable or non-favorable? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, if you are favorable or unfavorable with Kamala Harris.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat.
Say that again.
Very or somewhat unfavorable.
Very.
Thank you. Scott Boyd.
What was the name? Scott Boyd?
Yes.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Leonard Spencer.
Don't know who that is.
Erin Hundley.
Don't know who that is.
And Carolina Amnesty.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Trump.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. And we are halfway the survey. We're almost done. If the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Caroline Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Amnesty.
Thank you. Would you say that you are definitely going to vote for Caroline Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Yes.
Thank you. And as you may know, Republican State Representative Caroline Amnesty was arrested on Thursday of 4 felony charges of forgery, illegal notary notarizing her own signature and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years of prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing. It says they false charges were created by her political opponents and expect to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Caroline Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Yeah, Amnesty.
Thank you. And would you say that you are definitely going to vote or probably going to vote for Caroline Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Yes.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. And due to the state representative Amnesty arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate will run for the seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. If the election for Florida House were held today, for whom will you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Eric Hundley, the Republican candidate?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know either of them. Go ahead.
If you have to choose the candidate that you are leaning towards, Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Erin Hundley, the Republican candidate?
I don't know them either.
Okay. And last one is the election for Florida State House were held today. For whom you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
I'm not familiar with them, so I would say I don't know.
Okay. And if you have to choose today, which of the candidates are you leaning towards? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
Neither.
Okay. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. Regardless how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, someone else?
Trump.
Thank you. When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do for Republicans, or you usually vote for Republican, always vote for Republican?
I don't vote by Republican or Democrat. I pick individuals.
Okay. If you're able, you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you. What is the last grade or formal education you have completed?
I have a degree, college degree, 4-year.
Thank you. And this concludes our services. Thank you so much for your time. Please enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
You have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.